I wasn't daunted by it at all because it was exactly what I wanted. And, you know, I was 27 at the time and I was very involved in LGBT politics in Manchester. So it was something that I felt up for it, I felt up for the job. I felt very, very certain that even though various trans organisations were incredibly sceptical about them casting a cisgender actor in that role, Mick, I felt then, not now, that I just thought it would be unbearable pressure on a trans actor to do that. So I just took it on. I went straight to Frontline Books, which is a kind of radical bookshop in Manchester, and got as many books as I could on the issue, and armed myself with facts, and I made it really clear to the various trans organisations who got in touch with Cori at the time that, you know, that I would honour them, and that I was an ally, and that I would do my absolute best to portray her and her struggles with integrity. And they took me on then, when they saw how much it was working, and, you know, we were mentioned in Parliament for how, I mean, it's the biases, obviously, not all, but how things had changed in the law because of Ryan Hayley and because of, like, a change in public perception. Yeah. So it'll be to the day I die one of the things I'm most proud of.